You've likely noticed a growing number of closed storefronts where you live. Restaurants have had a tough year. And even those that have managed to stay open are still having trouble. They're feeling the squeeze of higher prices, and we, the customer, are starting to see higher bills. Joining us to talk about all of this is Michael Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Tanya.
Well, we have been talking about inflation for a while now as the economy kicks into higher speed. But lay out for us the specific problems that restaurants are facing managing their costs right now.
Well, there are two main issues going on. One is rising wages. As you say, the economy is really kicking into high gear now, and that's causing a lot of competition for lower wage employees. And the other thing is that the virus and lockdowns and then the very aggressive reopening at the end of it have caused a lot of bottlenecks in supplies for a variety of products, food being one of them. Starbucks has made headlines for shortages of some ingredients to their drinks. And Tanya, chicken wings, one of my favorites, is another great example. They're the type of thing you eat more at a restaurant or a bar than you'd cook at home. So as the economy reopens, there's a big mismatch in supply and demand that's causing chicken wing prices to go really high. Just as an example, in fact, the chain Wingstop actually now has an offshoot called Thigh Stop because they're able to get chicken thighs a lot more cheaply than wings.
Wow. Okay. Thigh stop. Okay. Let's talk, though, about fast food for a minute. Chains like McDonald's and Taco Bell and Chipotle have fought hard to undercut each other and historically have tried to keep price increases small. What are you seeing in that sector?
So Chipotle made headlines recently by increasing its prices on its menu by as much as 5%. Other fast food chains are trying that or different approaches. For example, Reuters has reported that both McDonald's and KFC, they've cut back on the number of value meals they offer. Instead, they're marketing higher priced items on the menu, and that gives them a little more wiggle room in the margins, the profit margins, to absorb these higher prices for their ingredients. So a variety of strategies being employed, Tanya.
Are we paying for it? Are we paying these higher prices?
So if you look at the CPI data, the consumer price index data from the government, prices for food at restaurants actually rose 4% in May from a year earlier. So it is showing up in the government statistics that food prices are rising more than they have traditionally.
Okay, I have just about a minute with you, but Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said at a congressional hearing yesterday that inflation is higher than expected, but he emphasized that this is temporary. But for businesses having to pay more to hire servers and chefs and stuff like that, is this now a permanent increase in the cost of doing business?
So I think most economists out there agree with Chairman Powell that this hot inflation we're seeing is temporary. But wages tend to be sticky, meaning it's hard to reduce wages once you've raised them. But I think what you might see that is in future years, say 2023, 2024, there may be less raises for restaurant workers or perhaps none at all as it, you know, the salaries and wages sort of adjust to a higher sort of baseline because of this.
Mike Regan is senior editor for Bloomberg News. I got to check out Thigh Stop. Thank you so much for this report.
Thanks, Tanya.